sacred hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. A time that calls me from a world of care. And I can go with whatever is in my heart and lay it right there at my Father's throne. And whatever is troubling me, whatever is bothering me, right there, I can make all my wants and wishes known. Anytime, anywhere, any place, any season of distress and grief, right there at that throne, right there with my Father, I can find peace. My soul will find relief. Angels have to get back. The devil will have to go on vacation, because I can get away and just talk to him in this moment, in this hour. This sweet hour of prayer. There are hours of work and hours of play, hours of rest and hours of business, hours of silence and hours of commotion, hours of study, hours of concentration, and hours of sleep. But the greatest hour in every Christian life is when you get together with God and talk about your journey. It's the hour of prayer. And I don't know what's on your mind right now. Whatever it is, it's your prayer. Whatever you feel right now is at rock bottom your prayer. And nobody knows what you are feeling but you. Nobody can see your inner sanction. Nobody can explore the throne room of your soul. This kind of visionary scrutiny belongs exclusively to God. And you know something? The Father knows. The Son knows. And thank God, the Holy Spirit knows. That's why you can go to him anytime, any place, anywhere, with anybody, and have a sweet talk in a sweet hour of prayer.
Can I sing a like a feeling. I'm telling you, prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It changes
things.
Somebody needs to know that.
Prayer.
It changes. Y'all, there was a mother crying all night long because of her daughter that ran away from home.
Ooh.
She said, why should I be crying when I know how to pray? Surely my God will make a way.
When she got down on her knees and began to talk to the Lord,
she heard a knocking, a knocking at the door,
knocking at the door.
And when she answered, she said, who could it be?
It
was the daughter saying, mama,
yes,
please forgive me. I'm telling you that prayer. That he wouldn't make it through.
He
called the family in to give them the bad news.
Ooh.
But the family said, no, we ain't gonna let him go. Cause we believe in God. We believe in miracles.
We believe in miracles.
So the family joined hands,
yes,
and they begin to pray and call on the name that's above every name.
Well,
just a few minutes later, the doctor came running in.
He
said, the doctor knows your brother is gonna live.
Somebody needs to go.
And welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the Glorious Gospel Hour. It is 19 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and glorious morning. For the people in the United States, we would like to say happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And have a great and glorious day. Next song coming up is coming from Karen Clark Sheard, and it's entitled, He Knows.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this carol with a lot of emotion.
one.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost?
He knows.
Oh, majestic worship of the Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the glorious gospel hour. It is 25 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, I'm going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And the next song you will hear will be coming from Inez Andrews, entitled, Lord, Don't Move My Mountain.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. We seem to be having some technical difficulties, but bear with us. Our first news is coming from Boston. Boston Mayor snubs homophobic St. Patrick's Day parade. After failing to find a compromise with parade organizers, Boston Mayor Martin Wash refused to attend one of his city's most famous gathering, the Allied War Veterans Council, which puts the parade together, said LGBT veterans and soldiers could only march if they put aside gay rights signs, clothing, or flags. The Roman Catholic Affiliated Council refused to budge, even with the Democratic mayor mediating between them. And Mass Equality, the state's LGBT rights organization. Organo Democrats did participate in the parade held during freezing temperatures, including Roman Catholic Congressman Stephen Lynch. Massachusetts was the first state to legalize same-sex marriage in the nation, but its religious roots remain strong, often leading to conflict between LGBT rights and church doctrine. The conflict extends to much of the Northeast. New York's St. Patrick's Day parade, to be held Monday today, also has limits on how gay participants can be. Mayor Bill de Blasio will skip this festivities in response. Corporate leaders are paying attention, with former parade sponsors Heineken and the parent company Sam Adams dropping their support for the New York and Boston parades, respectively. In other news, we have LGBT exclusion cost St. Patrick's Parade. LGBT exclusion cost St. Patrick's Parade. The makers of Samuel Adams. Excuse us, we have a little technical difficulty. The makers of the Samuel Adams and Heineken, the beer perhaps most associated with St. Patrick's Day, Guinness, pulled their sponsorship of St. Patrick's Day parades in Boston and New York this weekend. On Sunday, Guinness announced that it would no longer sponsor the parade, heeding of threats of boycotts from New York City's gay bars. Guinness has a strong history of advocate for equality for all. We were hopeful that the policy of exclusion would be reversed for this year's parade, a Guinness representative told GLAAD Sunday. As this has not come to pass, Guinness has withdrawn its participation. We will continue to work with community leaders to ensure that future parades have a exclusionary policy, end quote. The iconic Stonewall Inn and other gay bars in New York City has planned to stop serving Guinness beginning on St. Patrick's Day, a move they call off upon learning the news. Sarah Kate Ellis, president and CEO of GLAAD, praised the decision in a statement. Today, quote, today Guinness sent a strong message to customers and employees. Discrimination should never be celebrated, she said, end quote. Heineken announced on Friday that it would not sponsor New York's main parade on Fifth Avenue. A representative told CNBC that the company believes in equality for all. We are no longer a sponsor of Monday's parade. In other news, we have the policies policies keeping trans people from military service. Last week, Center's Transgender Military Service Commission concluded that, quote, there is no compelling medical rationale for banning transgender military service, and that eliminating the ban would advance a number of military interests, including enabling commanders to better care for their service members. The Department of Defense stance on trans service members dates back decades and is based significantly on outdated based specifically on outdated belief that trans people are mentally disordered and gender affirmation. For example, in 1987, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal ruled against Jane Ann Leeling, an Air Force Reserve officer then selected for Lieutenant Colonel, an Air Force unethical board determined Leeling was, quote, psychologically unsuitable and physically unfit because of transsexualism and completion of sex change surgery, end quote. After she was discharged, she challenged her discharge in federal court. The ruling for Leeling versus Orr cited physician Donald Novick, official Air Force opinion, as a reason for the ruling against Leeling. This concludes our news broadcast. Stay tuned for our morning variety show, which airs next.
Your coat, and the woman tells me, pass me your hat too. All the time she smiles, never raises her buns. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You keep on hurting, she keeps me quiet. She might be holding something inside. Here I am laying in the hospital. Bandage from feet to head. See, I'm in a state of shock, baby. Just that much from being dead, yeah. I didn't think my woman could do something like this to me. I didn't think she had the nerve. So here I am. I guess I should speak louder to her.
Tried to find what we had. Jesus said this was all. Feels like I'm going insane. Ain't no cure for this pain. I can't even explain. But it feels like I'm falling. And I wish I never said those words, but I did. For letters you forgot to give. So just admit it's a tragedy. I need a strategy. This pulling gravity makes me feel like I'm falling. Everyone says that love hurts. I didn't believe it until I found the love letters. Proving you cheated. Hey, how can you stay and lay next to me, knowing that you want me? Driving around town with him, spending my money. The nigga don't give a damn about your money. But hey, you made a mistake, but it's far too late. Cause it feels like I'm falling. Hey, yeah. Said it feels like I'm falling. You say that you wanna stay with me, but baby, is it cause you got caught? Cause we, what we used to be, you divided our trust, multiplying the rust to get away from this. And you say that he didn't mean a thing, but baby, I beg to differ. Why would you cheat? And it's kinda crazy, the road trip, baby. Cause now I don't give a damn about you. Everyone said that love hurts, but I didn't believe it until I found the love letters proving you cheated. And hey, how can you stay and lay next to me, knowing that you want me? Driving around town with him, spending my money. Baby, nigga, he didn't give a damn about you. But hey, you made a mistake. No need to change, cause I'm falling out of love with you. And we thought that falling out of love was hard, but I'll show you that that's the easiest part. I now know that you could care less about me, so falling out of love with you is so easy. And we thought that falling...
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the morning variety show. It is 25 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Orlando Jones.
There was this thing, I don't know if you remember it. It was called love songs. Okay? The way you knew that they were love songs is it actually had the word love in the song. Woo! These songs sound like sexual harassment. Have you noticed? What's going on? I'm serious. It's like something happened 10 years ago. Like right around 2000, something went in the water and stuff just shifted up. My friend has a song. Now, he says it's a love song because he says in the words to the song that he wrote it to the girl he loves. Here are the lyrics to the song. I wrote them down. And no, it's not Baby Got Back. I see you driving round town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. Hey. I see the change in my pocket wasn't enough, so I'm like, fuck you, and fuck her too.
This is not a love song, people.
CeeLo a lot. I truly do. But he looked like Rick Ross and Larry the Cable Guy just had a baby, don't he? For real, right? He is not in the position to be writing songs called Fuck You. I'm just saying. Now, CeeLo is upset. I get that. Now, here is what he really should have wrote the song about. I see you riding with that dude with regular size arms. And I'm like, fuck him. No, don't make me laugh. Can't reach the change in my pocket with these short ass arms. So I'm like, fuck the meat of maid, because I'm finna go shave my head. Something like that. CeeLo is upset. That's what it is. It's them Tyrannosaurus Rex arms that he is truly upset about. Now, the queen of this foolishness is Kai. She has a song called My Neck, My Back. She wastes no time. She comes right out the gate with fire. All the ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Miss what? Can you do, help me understand? Miss what? All the ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Miss what? Is she shooting ping pong balls at the coochie? Am I in a brothel in Korea? Somebody help me understand. Miss what? Then she goes to the hook. My neck. My back, lick my pussy and my crack. Hey, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. For real? Here's what I don't understand about that song. At no point does she mention bathing. You see what I'm saying? That's a key part of the licking decision for me. You want me licking necks, back, cooches, and cracks? When's the last time you washed? Was it a scented soap? Was it unscented? I need information. Did you just come from the fucking gym? Are we 10 days away from Bloody Tuesday? What the fuck? I need to know.
before I'm licking neck facts and coochies and cracks? I need to know. Now the king, the absolute reigning king of this smut. He actually, I didn't even realize this until the other day. He's actually in the movie Drumline with me. He's in the end of the movie. It's Petey Pablo. Right? So Petey Pablo has a song called Freak a Leak. And this will complete our 10-year journey from present day to 2000. And here are the lyrics. Do you want it on the floor? Do you want it on a chair? Do you want it over here? Do you want it over there? Now, don't that sound like Dr. Seuss for strippers to you? Right? Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it in your ass? Now, I'm sorry, that's not a proposition, that's a threat. Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it? Look, if I was a woman, I would have to think about that. It's not like paper or plastic. Do I want it in my... Hold on a minute, boo. Don't be mad, okay? I'm gonna have to take pussy. Please don't be mad. If you find yourself in a club late at night and the question on the floor is do you want it in your or do you want it in your, and the stark stranger that you have never met before chooses ass, check for an Adam's apple. That's all I'm saying. I don't mean it to be homophobic. I don't. People like what they like. Potato, potato, Obama, T.I. It don't matter. I'm just saying, be safe, people. Be safe. That's my time. Good night, motherfucker. We'll be right back.
Second your bills? No, 'cause I know what his balance is. Have you been to his church? Do we ask you to pray? No, 'cause Sunday's family day.
Get your shit.
Get your shit.
Yeah, you're making a fool
of yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Listen, dear. I realize that you've been hurt deeply. Because I've been there. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in His sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose.
Everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 2 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Be sure to join us each and every Monday and Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Be sure when you get on the highway today, by all means, please do not text and drive once you arrive safely to your destination. Have a great and glorious day, and have a great Patrick's Day. God bless you.